This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You're saying it's a big deal. Why is the media not taking it as seriously?
Well, because they're part of the witch hunt. And, you know, a lot of them are Democrat mouthpieces. So that's how it goes. But investigators, you know, they want to know how this dossier that's been debunked, how it came to be, how the sausage was made, and who funded it exactly. They know that Democrats allied with the Clinton campaign, Hillary Clinton campaign, financed it, but they don't know exactly who. And they also want to know why in the world did the FBI rely on this bad intelligence. They knew it was bad intelligence and, you know, designed to smear Trump, but yet they relied on it to investigate Trump. Another thing that's more important is they're going to try to find out if the FBI collaborated with this Democrat research group, Fusion GPS.
Tell us about that research group. That's important. They have ties to the Democratic Party. Why is that research group important to this whole story?
Yeah, before I get there, if the FBI did collaborate with this group, because we know that they did try to contract with the author of the dossier for $50,000, if they collaborated with this group, this Fusion GPS, then it really raises serious questions about the independence of the FBI in investigating Trump. Right. Now this group, GPS, Fusion GPS, founded by these former journalists, I'm told that they're actually political activists. They had a vendetta against Trump, and some of them actually financially supported Hillary's campaign for president. This was a Democrat operation from top to bottom.
And how much of this investigation actually hinged on that dossier? I mean, remind people how significant was it?
Oh, I mean, this whole Russiagate scandal, so-called Russiagate scandal, is predicated on this dossier.
Wow.
The CIA put credence into it, gave it to the White House, attached it to a presidential briefing for Obama. Of course, the FBI has used it. Congress, of course, is using it to cook up these scoops or these charges against Trump. And the media is using it to find scoops on Trump in this investigation. So it's really been wended its way through the entire process, and it's really
right.
Remarkable because the thing is completely riddled with errors in fact and questionable sourcing and debunked allegations. It's really a gossip sheet.
Well, you know, even Congress has been trying to find more information about this group with possible ties to the dossiers you've been talking about, but it has been stalled. So where does this go?
Yeah, so now they can't get answers out of Fusion GPS. Quite frankly, they can't get answers out of the FBI as well, because they've got have similar requests for documentation from them. And so now the Senate Judiciary is actually threatening subpoenas against Fusion GPS to try and get answers. And, you know, we got to get answers here. We got to get to the bottom of this, because it's really, when you combine with Loretta Lynch and her allegations against her of obstruction of justice in the Hillary investigation, this whole thing is really starting to smell rotten.
Well, maybe this whole thing will implode on itself. What do you think now that it seems that they've got the, you know, they found the mothership, they found the source of all this whole Russian collusion thing, this dossier with, as this reporter had stated, is riddled with inaccuracies. But most amazing, again, you know, the nature of the Beltway and how, like we've talked about, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, rumors rule. That is the case when, you know, it's this anti-Trump movement, this Trump derangement system syndrome, I should say. It just opens up the thinking and consideration that leaves us all unhinged. The conversation continues. We'll talk more about healthcare. Stay with us right after this.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's
that? Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Good, bad, and different. Get involved, okay? Get engaged. Let me know your thoughts. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to talk, as I mentioned, healthcare with all the commotion about it. You know, the Senate looking to roll out its version, looking for a CBO assessment of that in terms of its contrast as well to what the House presented. America is anxious, and I will say that in every sense of the word, anxious about what the Republicans are going to come up with. You know, most are realizing, I say most America is realizing, that Obamacare is failed. I mean, it is on life support, barely hanging in there. So the Republicans have no choice whatsoever but to answer the call. Of course, it's been one. They've been saying, put me in, coach, put me in. I know how to play center field. I can catch the ball. And so this is their chance to to make it happen, and we'll see what they come up with. We've heard parts and pieces of it, and here to help us understand more is Dr. Merrill Matthews. He's the author of the book, 10 Principles of a Market-Oriented Healthcare System. He's a contributor to Forbes, serves on the Texas Advisory Committee of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, and is past president of the Health Economics Roundtable for the National Association for Business Economics, the largest trade association of business economists. Dr. Matthews, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. Help us understand there is some clear differences between what the House presented and what, the Senate is presenting. As Donald Trump said, hopefully less mean.
Yes, less mean. Though actually, not as many differences as you might have thought would be there, given that when the House finally passed its bill, the Senate seemed to say, in essence, it's dead on arrival here. We're going to start over with our own bill. There's a lot of similarities between the two bills.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, after all, we're talking healthcare. I mean, how much can you change other than if you do something absolutely radical, which I said, well, one of the radical considerations would be if the Republicans, imagine this, this may shock you. I know I caused some people to end up in the ditch when I introduced this last week. I said, imagine if the Republicans introduced a single payer option, but they did it from a conservative, fiscally responsible point of view, if that's even, possible.
It would certainly be a shocker, and it would the Democrats, I think, would say the Republicans have found a new light, because Democrats have secretly wanted a single payer system, and sometimes it's not so secret, for some time. Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, all on record as saying they would prefer a single payer system. And I think one of the challenges we have here is if Republicans mess this up, and I think there's a fair chance they will, that critics will come up and say, well, we've tried the free market approach from Republicans now, even if it wasn't that free market. So let's go to a single-payer system, and you may get some support for that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm concerned about, is that because of the massiveness and again, the fundamental question that people are still addressing, even the American Medical Association last week said, hey, we got to look at health care. I mean, is it a right or is it a privilege?
To some extent, it is a right, at least statutory right, because Congress passed legislation in 74, if I remember right, called EMTALA, which guarantees if you go to the emergency room, whether you're insured or not, you will get medical care. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean you get a transplant or something of that nature, but you do get medical care. And so there's a sense in which we have, in the law, created something of a statutory right to at least helping somebody who comes in from the emergency room, but it's a philosophical difference that we've never really come to grips with. Democrats want to say we have a right to do that and we should be doing it, whereas Republicans have tended to say it's not a right, it's not in the Constitution. People ought to have access to it, but it's not a fundamental right.
Right, and especially if it's a right without responsibility, as I've discussed with my well-meaning liberal friends, because I say, what about the person that decides, hey, look, they want to take drugs no matter what? And is that their right and our responsibility? Where's their responsibility?
Well,
and suddenly they get really quiet, you know?
That's an interesting point on this, because prior to Obamacare, in the individual market where people go out and buy their own policies, we're not talking about the group market. If you go to work for an employer who provides health insurance, you will get coverage.
Right.
If you turn 65 and you go on Medicare, you will get coverage even if you have cancer. Same thing's true about if you're eligible for Medicaid. But in the individual market, where individuals go out and buy their own policies, most states allowed insurers to decline somebody if they waited to the last minute, came with a major medical condition and said, yeah, you know, now I have cancer or I have diabetes and I want to get a health insurance policy. And Barack Obama thought that was fundamentally immoral, and that's what he wanted to try to change. He did, and now he's created this sort of real incentive for people to wait until the last minute to get health insurance because the insurance company can't reject them. And so a lot of us warn that if you do this, you create what we call the death spiral. Adverse selection, where people wait until they need care and so forth. The administration didn't believe that. They thought they had a number of things in there to mitigate that, and they were wrong, and that's why we're seeing these problems. But to your point, it actually encourages people to live an unhealthy lifestyle because you can go and get insurance anyway. Those of us who try to live a less risky lifestyle, try to take care of ourselves and so forth, and tended to get lower health insurance premiums because of that, end up subsidizing those who make risky lifestyle choices.
And that's where we are today. And, of course, pre-existing condition, definitely going to be part of the Senate bill. It was part of the, the House bill as well. So that horse has left the barn.
I think it probably has. So what Obama wanted to do was to say that insurance companies can't deny somebody for a major medical condition, and they can't charge them more for that. What the House did initially was it kept both of those provisions, but then in a compromise version that passed, they said, well, we'll allow states, if states want to opt out of that what's called community rating, insurance not being able to charge more from an uninsured person who has a major medical condition, we're going to let states opt out of that, and that at least gives states that want to opt out, I think, the ability to create a functioning health insurance market again for individuals. As it stands right now, the Senate version keeps both of those provisions, and I would argue that those two elements, guaranteed issue means health insurance have to accept them. Community rating, they can't charge them more for a major medical condition. That is what is driving the premiums in Obamacare and driving insurers out, because it's forcing the markets to collapse.
Exactly. Well, it took a while to get here, like anybody that finds themselves overweight, and it's going to take a while for you to get lean and mean again. And this is, you know, one of the considerations that we're facing here when it comes to health care. We want an effective, world-class health care delivery system. And, boy, it's so mired in politics, Dr. Matthews. I wonder if we can rise above that and really, truly deliver an effective health care system.
You're absolutely right, and we want to make sure that people who have a problem for no fault of their own aren't penalized for that, but you
exactly.
don't want to encourage risky behavior either.
Without a doubt. Dr. Merrill Matthews is our guest. We're going to talk more about this pending health care legislation that the Senate is negotiating and debating right now. And we'll give you more enlightenment from Dr. Matthews after this. Stay with us, America, 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Books have been written regarding the law of attraction. But what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does matter. Bill Martinez live.
without a doubt.
You got to get involved. Let your voice be heard, ladies and gentlemen. If we're going to get this country back on track, it's got to be a bottom-up movement, not top-down. Top-down is what got us into this mess, as you know. 19 minutes right now after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Merrill Matthews is with us, author of the book, 10 Principles of Market-Oriented Healthcare System. Dr. Matthews, you were compelled to write this book because we have abandoned a market-oriented healthcare system, and we're paying the big price for it, aren't we?
We had been abandoning it for some time, though ironically there had been a move back towards it with the health savings account legislation that passed in 2003. So that was actually taking shape and moving forward. But Barack Obama believed he needed to step in and fundamentally change the health insurance system. If he had just wanted to fix the problem, that was easy. He made it sound like there was a huge problem out there, but in fact, the number of people who were denied coverage for a major medical condition, who were uninsured, applied, and denied coverage, was relatively small given the population. It's usually estimated in sort of like the 3 million range. Not a small number, but that's 1% of the population. You could easily fix that, Billy. That wasn't a huge problem. But he didn't want to do it. He wanted to fundamentally restructure the healthcare system, and he did, and now it's collapsing on us.
Exactly. And part of the problem we have, and as I was sharing with our audience earlier, Dr. Matthews, is that because so few people are really involved with Obamacare. I mean, they have it on the surface. You know, even that lady that in that town hall that we can still see her jumping up and saying, look it, I pay a dollar for my Obamacare. Don't you dare take that away. Of course, you know, she maybe that's her direct connection with it, and others that have some sense of entitlement because it did scratch that particular itch for the segment of our society. But for others, roughly about 10% that are dealing with serious issues that really are looking to rely on Obamacare are dealing with the reality of increased premiums that they can't afford and deductibles that are so mounting. Even as one gentleman said when he was diagnosed with cancer, he says, I'm not going to do this to my family. I'm just going to live it out. I'm not going to participate in this flawed healthcare system.
Well, you know, this happened in our family. My wife was in the individual market. We're in Texas, had a Blue Cross policy. It wasn't cheap, but we loved it. I mean, it was a $2,500 deductible, worked very well for her, could see most of the doctors, hospitals, and so forth. They had to cancel that because of Obamacare. We got essentially the same policy for her. The deductible went from $2,500 to $6,000, and that and the premium still went up by 50% for that. And then later that year, Blue Cross sent out a note to 367,000 Texans, including us, that they were canceling that policy because they lost $400 million on it.
Wow.
She went to Aetna for 1 year, then the Aetna canceled all her policies, so now she's gone to one of the Christian sharing groups because there's hardly any option left.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we do a combination of Christian sharing and direct pay model. We've been doing that for a dozen years ourselves. And, you know, and I'm a market oriented guy, but, unfortunately, you know, we're having to deal with a system that people, we put so much pressure on our healthcare delivery system with everything that, Obamacare involved, this one size fits all and this idea that, somebody from the ivory tower could dictate to everybody, what's going on, which is really an out of order principle when you have the government dictating our healthcare decisions. I mean, just what you want is, you want Chuck Schumer in the middle of your healthcare decision.
And, you know, and you sort of hinted at this, 155 million Americans get their health insurance through their employer, either workers or the dependents. That's half the country.
Right.
And Obamacare did not made some changes, but didn't make major changes to that system. Other than expanding Medicaid, it didn't actually change the fundamental workings of Medicaid, nor did it really change Medicare. So it was really that individual market. There was about 16, 17 million Americans in the individual market, including including my wife, prior to Obamacare. Now there's more like 22, 23 million Americans. But it has just, they thought the genius of this was fixing the individual market so that people could move in and out and get, have a wide range of policies and so forth. And that's what they have actually destroyed, to the point now that the estimates just came out last week that something like 1,200 counties in the U.S. next year will only have one health insurer available in the Obamacare exchanges. And if some more insurers decide to drop out, there won't be that many.
Well, with Republicans picking up the mess that Democrats created on aisle three, is a majority of America going to realize, not so much to make it a Republican or Democratic thing, but are they going to go into this with their eyes open to realize that this is a major fix that, you know, is trying to be accomplished here? I mean, it took Obamacare some 18 months to get it through, and all these kickbacks and exemptions and everything else. The Republicans are trying to affect it straight up. And, you know, it's quite the challenge for them. And even Democrats are on the sidelines taunting them, saying, well, you guys aren't coming up with the answer fast enough.
Few people actually understand the healthcare system, including all of the Democrats who passed Obamacare. And so now the media and Democrats are talking about how people will be dying in the streets, people will be losing their coverage and so forth. That is not the case. But even so, it makes people nervous, and people tend to get nervous when change is around. So you're seeing the polls begin to shift with a concern about the plan, because Republicans are terrible marketers of whatever they want to do. Right. And people are reluctant to change.
Yeah, the problem with Republicans is they love the process. They love to debate. And America, we're you know, the microwave generation that stands in front of a microwave and complains it's not fast enough. And we're yelling, hurry up, you know, get hotter faster. And so we just we're just not patient. And so the pressure is on Republicans to perform now that they've picked the ball up. And, you know, Democrats are hoping that the albatross that they've been carrying around for the last 8 years that have cost them, what, over 1,000 seats in, you know, local and international politics, and how many governor's houses has it cost them. They're hoping that maybe they can get a reprieve.
You're absolutely right, but here's the problem. Republicans went for 7 years on repeal and replace, never developed a replacement plan. Mm-hmm. There were Republican bills, but there was no Republican plan.
Exactly.
And even if you thought Hillary Clinton was going to win, by November the 8th, they knew they had to get going. Paul Ryan didn't do it. And then now Mitch McConnell didn't even start his until after the House passed theirs.
Exactly. Well, the Republicans fell victim of the same kind of stinking thinking that the Democrats did, and that is they were part of the GOP resistance. They were thinking more about resisting than what it was in terms of the idea and the plan that they had to propose. Now, they learned reluctantly, and they can thank Donald Trump for this, that it's still about the message and the messenger, and they've got both, as opposed to the Democrats, who have no message and no messenger right now.
That's certainly true, but a number of Republicans are also thinking it's about my seat and whether or not I can win re-election, and a lot of them have gotten weak knees now because they're believing the press that people don't want this to change.
Yeah. Well, that's because, like you say, it's, you know, the devil they know versus the one they don't, and I think part of it, Dr. Matthews, is inherently they understand that we're using the wrong tool for the job here. I like the idea that the Senate wants to move, you know, move the health care down to the states. Let them deal with it. They're better equipped to handle it. It's more in their purview. The federal government handling it, it's all about, as you say, getting reelected. That seems to be more the concern, as opposed to truly being concerned about delivering a world-class health care system.
I agree with you completely. We'll see what happens.
Well, your book, 10 Principles of a Market-Oriented Healthcare System, available at all the usual places, I take it, right?
Well, they can always go to IPI and put 10 Principles, IPI.org, that's our think tank, and put 10 Principles in there, and it should show up.
Well, good stuff here. I appreciate it. Dr. Merrill Matthews has been our guest on Bill Martinez Live. He is a resident scholar with the Institute for Policy Innovation at IPI.org. Thank you, Dr. Matthews. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Bill.
Take care.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That is our mission. Are you getting fed up, as I am, with wasting all this money for all this rather confused, discombobulated political system that we find ourselves mired in, all because people can't seem to understand the United States means the United States, not about the Republican or Democratic Party. It's about what's for, you know, for the greater good. But until we let go of some of this ideology, where, you know, we're at a point now where it used to be 7 out of 10 said we're on the wrong track, 6 out of 10. America still needs to continue to move forward to where more of us are in agreement than in disagreement, just for disagreement's sake. Our next guest would reinforce that. He has written the book, See Something, Say Nothing, A Homeland Security Officer Exposes the Government's Submission to Jihad. Art Moore is with us, news editor for WND, and he's been in that position since 2001. Art, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, thank you, Bill. Doing well.
Well, the book that you had to write, See Something, Say Nothing, as you say, it exposes the government's submission to jihad, all in the name of political correctness. And here we are. We stand vulnerable as ever.
We do. And sadly, since that book came out, we've had numerous major attacks. And it seems that every time we assess what happened, and this often is just in the days afterward, mm-hmm. you know, we find out that the perpetrator was on the radar of, if it's a case of a U.S. attack, he was on the radar of the FBI, were in Europe. He was on the radar of European law enforcement authorities, and we find out that there were clues that were there. There were maybe neighbors that saw something suspicious. There were clues that you could find that were related to the person's participation in a particular mosque, his, following a certain imam, and these are different clues that they could have followed to a logical conclusion, but because of political correctness, they were hindered.
Well, that aside for just a moment, we know the FBI and our security officers have their hands full. There are open investigations in every state of the union, something like close to 1,000 open investigations right now. And we see what's happening overseas, whether it's in Britain, Germany, in Brussels, Paris. As you say, they're on the radar. But, I would say probably they're more concerned in their own way of not offending Muslims, that they have left themselves to be very vulnerable. And, we are concerned. I know you are, and myself as well, and others, that we're just too overly sensitive and accommodating, that we're opening ourselves up to a potential Manchester event.
I think so. And sadly enough, even though President Trump certainly has, during his campaign, he indicated there would be a major change in that regard, there's still a lot of holdovers from the old administration and a lot of the old ways. And even people who Trump has appointed are talking as if Islam has nothing to do with terrorism. And some have actually explicitly said that. Just recently, John Kelly, the new DHS secretary, was testifying before Congress, and he said as much. And then the National Security Advisor, McMasters, he's been very explicit in saying that we need to separate Islam from terrorism. And, of course, when we talk about the relationship, we're not saying all Muslims are terrorists, but we're saying that the ones who are carrying out these attacks are motivated by the Islamic scriptures and by the traditions that have been handed down from Muhammad.
Well, is that statement fair, Art? They've been saying that all Muslims aren't necessarily, they're not terrorists, but all terrorists have been Muslims. And, that causes you to pause, if even for a moment, to say, okay, what are we saying here? The evidence is clear. So how do we address this? I mean, now we're told this morning that the Supreme Court has decided to hear President Trump's case about the travel ban, we've had some district courts saying, well, this is a Muslim ban because of what he said on the campaign trail, not what the law states it to be.
Yeah, it's amazing how they had to go back to campaign statements. And really, it's this idea of divining the intent of the president. And I think we all know that if it were President Obama who were making who signed such an executive order, they would have seen it differently. But somehow, because they thought that, President Trump was mean or he was bigoted, that should determine whether or not we surmise if this is constitutional or not. And that, exactly. That just really seems absurd.
Well, let me ask you this. Considering that he met with 50 Muslim leaders that cheered him on, I mean, to the point to where they even had a sword dance together, does that trump any campaign rhetoric?
I would think so. His actions as the president, and you can, go back to his speech, the speech he gave there in front of those Muslim leaders, and he said explicitly that our battle, is against these radical ideologies. He really was clear about, we're not at war against Islam. Mm-hmm. And, all of that can be debated, but President Trump, was pretty clear. And then the other thing, too, is that these, six or seven countries that were identified as being terror hotbeds, they represent only 10% or so of the Muslims in the world. So 90% of Muslims, I think it's an even higher percentage now because one country was taken off the list. But they're welcome to come just as they always have been. So it's hardly a Muslim ban.
Right, without a doubt. But, you know, this is what some activist judges wanted to look at that and, you know, continue to put America in peril, all in the name, as you said, of political correctness. You know, it's like, well, wait a minute, you know, what are we going to do? If we've got the problem now, you basically have put it on timeout, and by one activist judge, we're left in peril.
Yeah, and activist is the word, because it really does seem to be fueled by this whole movement that they're calling the resistance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that goes from the grassroots all the way up to Hillary Clinton. They're all saying they're part of the resistance.
Right.
And these judges who are supposed to be deciding, you know, with a blindfold on, are clearly part of that whole movement.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Art Moore, a new study you write about is bolstering Trump's claim of rampant voter fraud. As many as 5.7 million non-citizens may have cast ballots in the Obama election. Of course, you had Attorney General Eric Holder saying, oh, voter fraud doesn't exist. And I thought, well, that's quite interesting. If it doesn't exist, why are people getting arrested and put in jail for voter fraud?
Well, isn't that interesting? Yeah, yeah. And this study, now, to begin with, you know, nobody knows the exact number. So when these people do these scientific studies, they have a wide range. But there was this recent examination of a Harvard study. In the Harvard study, they polled people. They asked them, you know, are you a citizen, yes or no? Did you vote yes or no? And a lot of people said, yes, I'm not a citizen, or I'm not legally allowed to vote, but in fact, I voted anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And they compared that to voter databases and so forth. But what they found was as many as 5.7 million non-citizen or illegal voters participated in the 2008 election, and in a smaller number, but as many as 3 million or so, I think, in the 2012 election. They don't have data for the most recent one, but it does suggest that maybe Trump was right.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, what I find curious, Art, and I don't know about you, but I thought it was interesting when they, you know, go to some of these counties and they have 120% of the people voting. You go, 20, how do you get 20%? How do you get over? And then they find out, they go, oh, people who have died have voted. And it's interesting, they died Republican and came back to vote Democrat. You know, it's quite interesting. I mean, it's miraculous, you know, but I guess it was all part of the all part of the mystery of one Barack Obama.
Yes.
This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Our conversation with Art Moore continues. Stay with us, America, just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, you get it all here. Yes, turn it up. 14 before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. We're back with you, America. Our conversation with Art Moore continues. Art has been the news editor for WND since 2001, co-author of the book See Something, Say Nothing, A Homeland Security Officer Exposes the Government's Submission to Jihad. We were talking about voter fraud. Democrats and, including our past president said there's absolutely no voter fraud. The attorney general said not even one iota of voter fraud. And anything to stop any kind of voter registration process. I mean, and I think it's quite interesting, Art, all this on the heels of some intrusion by the Russians to get involved in this last election.
Right. Interesting. Yeah, this whole thing of the question of whether or not they actually hacked into our digital voting system and affected votes. And we seem really worried about that, concerned. Of course, there are other issues of an outside state doing that, but we do seem to be concerned about corrupting the vote somehow in that instance, but not in the case of people who are not citizens voting.
Yeah, domestically. I mean, amazing. And as I said, we got people, who've died that are casting votes. I mean, only in America.
Right.
But, God forbid that we employ something like check and balance system that says, no, let's make sure that people are, in fact, who they say they are, and that we get, that we do protect the vote. I mean, that's what this is all about. We want to make sure that every vote counts. And if we're
right,
allowing somebody else to come in and dilute it who has no legal say, then what are we doing? How are we honoring the legitimate voters of this country?
Well, yeah, and that's the thing is that, you have this effort to pass voter ID laws in states that's being resisted. Mm-hmm. And the argument is, first of all, they'll say, well, there's no vote fraud, and so it's not an issue. But they further want to say that to require somebody to have an ID is discriminatory.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow that, people who function regularly in our society can't, take the time to get the kind of ID that you would be required to show if you got on an airplane or,
exactly,
I guess, to get a drink, and all mm-hmm. these different normal things that require ID. And then we want to say, for this sacred right to vote, we're not going to require that because somehow it's discriminatory, which is really demeaning, I think, to minorities.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing that amazes me is that, you know, last time I checked, voter fraud's still a crime, right?
Yes.
Right, I thought so. I'm just checking because our world is so turned upside down that sometimes things that you remember as kids growing up was a crime and you think it's still a crime, although, you know, it would seem the politicians and those that are driving the narrative today are willing to step over crimes and go chase other boogeymen. But I got to tell you, I guess part of me is hopeful that we're going to be serious about addressing this issue of, you know, election interference that could also have a, you know, an aspect of it that includes a voter fraud, that you really start looking into these things. I mean, it wasn't that long ago in the past election, there was an interview of two Democratic operatives that admitted, said, hey, look, we bust people. We've been doing this for 50 years. We're not about to stop now. I mean, they're caught red-handed admitting to voter fraud. And last time I checked, I don't think anything happened to them.
No, that was amazing. Yeah, that really was. And you know, in my state, the state of Washington, we had a governor's election back in 2004 that went to three counts. And in the first two counts, I think the first one was 8-vote difference, and the next one was a 10-vote difference. And in the end, the Democrats surprisingly won by about 100 votes or so. But what they found was that there were all these people who were voting. There were a lot of homeless people that voted that all gave this address of an empty warehouse and on and on. And the usual, you know, the dead voters as well. But
yeah, right.
But they were able to document pretty clearly that it did matter in the case of a gubernatorial election. So this idea that, well, okay, that maybe there's one or two here that doesn't matter. But, you know, in some of these really close elections, it certainly has mattered.
And the thing is at the end of the day, you're not talking about 100 votes. I mean, you know, the voter fraud that's done is done right in thousands. I mean, to the point, as you say, Just Facts, who conducted the study, found as many as 5.7 million non-citizens cast ballots in the Obama election. I mean, we've got to go into this with our eyes open. Understand there's a lot more than this supposed collusion between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin.
Right. And the good thing is there are efforts underway. And I think, you know, most are aware of the fact that Trump has signed an executive order putting Mike Pence in charge of a committee to study that. They're going to go into it. Then there are other nonprofit groups that have been really serious about it. What they've been saying is that they've been trying to do this for a long time, trying to get the facts, but they've been blocked by the Obama administration, blocked from, for example, DHS databases that would tell us who the illegal immigrants are in certain areas and try to match that with the voter rolls. But the Obama administration, you know, for the very, you know, same reason why they have tried to block legally these voter ID efforts, they've tried to block that as well. But now There's some freedom to actually do a serious study of this, and hopefully within some time, maybe within the next year or so, to come up with more concrete figures. And so what we're talking about, this 5.7 million figure, there's a wide range. Again, it's like from 594 to 5.7 million. Somewhere in there is the actual number. And hopefully we'll get close to figuring out what it is. But what we do know now is that, yeah, it's a high number.
Well, you know, my first question is, okay, set whatever that number is, you know, set that aside for a second. Are we or are we not vulnerable to voter fraud?
Oh, yeah.
And do we want to do something about it? That's really what it comes down to. I mean, yes, you know, Eric Holder was not interested in it. I mean, he flat out said, looked in the camera, says, voter fraud doesn't exist. I mean, you might as well try to, you know, that's like trying to talk to somebody that doesn't believe in global warming. I mean, they're resistant to it. They don't have the programming to appreciate that voter fraud would take place. And for Eric Holder and I would say including President Obama, they thought it was just such a mere speck. It was so inconsequential. Didn't matter.
Yeah. It's, you know, when you think about the corruption that we're aware of all through government and through society, it's amazing that this one little segment of our life has been completely free of that by some miraculous development.
Well, speaking of miracles, I mean, you look at the Trump victory. That in itself is like you're going, yeah. Wait a minute, you know, did God just deliver our country? Because where we were headed in terms of political correctness and all this, and even the Republican Party, they may act like they're out of the woods, but I say they're still not. You know, they've been delivered by this white multi-billionaire who is connecting with the everyman of Main Street America. And, you know, they're still trying to get their brains around, you know, the impact of Donald Trump.
Yeah. And I think, you know, your reference to the Russia interference and collusion and all of that, you know, that whole issue we're talking about every day, because the Democrats just cannot accept the fact that they lost. It has to be some other reason other than Trump just simply defeated Hillary Clinton because he was a better candidate.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and on top of that, you look at this latest Harvard-Harris poll, and to your point, an increasing number of Americans, you know, to where now it's well over the majority, are saying enough with this Russian thing. Even though the mainstream media has pounded it endlessly, they're going, you know, if you don't have anything by now, you know, we keep hearing Miss Clara in the background going, where the beef? Where the beef? There's just no beef here. And they're going, enough of this stuff. And meanwhile, it's like, okay, we got Mueller and a special investigation that's going to cost bazillions of the people's money, and they're going, enough of this stuff. You know, I'm just thinking about my job and the economy, and I want to get, you know, my family back on track, our country, you know, and
absolutely,
have a good shot at this, and forget about this Vladimir Putin boogeyman.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And you think about, you know, right now, you know, on the docket is this health care bill, and every one of us is affected by that, and we can name a lot of people, I'm sure, in our lives, if not ourselves, you know, where premiums have tripled and the deductible is so high I can hardly even use my insurance
exactly.
policy.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you paid all this money and you're paying all this money for, as my son would say, for a sticker. You know, you just have this card. You go, what does that mean? Well, that just means that you're paying, you got a $6,000 deductible, and you're paying anywhere from $2,500 to $5,000 more for your health care than you did before Obamacare. Isn't this wonderful?
Yeah. Yeah. So while this is not being addressed as it should, we're trying to sort out the nuances of what Michael Flynn said to the Russians or didn't say, or, you know.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad.
And of course, that's the only crime that we know that we want to admit to that's happened. But even still,
right,
as I mentioned to you earlier, they're happy to step over Michael Flynn's dead body there, stepping on his forehead to go and chase this boogeyman of Putin. And, you know, we're like Don Quixote chasing windmills here.
Ooh. Yes.
Yeah, indeed. Most incredible. Well, Art Moore, thank you so much for coming on. Art, of course, the author, once again, of the book See Something, Say Nothing, A Homeland Security Officer Exposes the Government's Submission to Jihad. How can they get their hands on your book, Art?
Amazon.com.
See just like that.
Say Nothing.
Yeah, and of course, we'll link it on our website as well. Art, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you.
Hey, my pleasure, Bill.
You got it. Take care.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Be prepared for